This is Richard Morse, and I'm talking with Mark Chimsky, who composes Ev Burrows, has written a rather intriguing new musical about William Shakespeare that is guaranteed to shock as well as entertain. Mark, I have to ask you, how do we get swagger from William Shakespeare?
Well, William Shakespeare actually coined the word swagger in 1596, and was first used in A Midsummer Night's Dream. It was not originally the title for my musical that I am writing with Zev Burrows. Originally, the title was 600 words because my musical focuses on the time when Shakespeare is about to begin writing Hamlet. And what is intriguing to many people about Hamlet is that it contains 600 words that Shakespeare had never used in any other play before. And people don't know why this kind of exponential burst of vocabulary. So originally the musical was called 600 Words. I began working on the musical in August of 2016. And for a very short while, the musical was called 600 Words. And then one day, the word swagger kind of insisted its way into my imagination. And it was like, this has to be the title of your show. And I was thinking, you know, how does this relate to a musical that's about William Shakespeare?
Yeah.
Right? I mean, William Shakespeare, who is dealing with the pain of losing his son, Hamlet, 11 years old. William Shakespeare, who, you know, according to my musical, decides that he's not going to write again. The pain is too great. After 4 years of denying the pain, because Hamlet died in 1596 and Shakespeare only wrote Hamlet in 1600. So for 4 years, Shakespeare denies the pain, pushes it down, and then when he learns that his father is dying, it triggers the pain about the loss of his son. So, and he really decides not to write, shuts himself off from life, and only is brought back to life by his love for a mysterious stranger, the Muslim ambassador from Morocco. So how does swagger enter into this? I was asking myself that as the word is stuck in my head day after day. And like I said, this was very early on in the writing process. And so I couldn't figure it out. And then one day, it just came to me. It was like one of those gifts from the universe, inspiration, that when Will is brought back to life and starts writing again, and of course the play he writes is Hamlet, what he does is he starts embracing life again. And the song Swagger is about embracing life, and it's really about Shakespeare and Richard Burbage, his dear friend, the great actor, who are giving advice to young Tom Underwood, an apprentice with their acting company, the Lord Chamberlain's Men, and really showing this shy young boy how to take command of the stage and make his presence felt on a stage as well as in life. And it resonates with Will as well, and how he is living fully again. And so I wrote a version of the song, the title song, Swagger, which is very different from the final version that we are introducing to everybody. But it still is one of the earliest songs written. According to my notes, it was the second song I wrote for the show. So pretty early on, I knew where we were going to go with the title, what it meant, how it really was going to resonate and a kind of affirmation for Will of this coming back to life and embracing life. And so I did
that kind of answer my next question about being that it's the title tune. When it was written, you say it was written. Now you're saying it was the second song written, or written early on. But you had the foresight. You didn't really know where the musical was going to go, did you? I mean, you were the librettist, I understand, but to compose the title song as the second song, I'm surprised.
I knew once I had the title for the show. I knew it would have to be a title song. So I spent time thinking ahead in where this song would be placed and what it would be, knowing the weight a title song has to carry, right?
Uh-huh.
And so I knew it was going to appear in the second act. That much I knew. I wrote the whole first act and the beginning of the second act with the goal of reaching the moment in the musical where Will, it's like the culmination of Will coming back to life and giving this advice to young Tom. So it was advantageous that I knew early on because it guided my writing for the whole musical, and the musical came to me very, very quickly. I think I had a first draft in literally a matter of about a month or so. So
you're saying it just fell into place.
Absolutely fell into place, and then I knew it was right. I knew why the word had been so relentless in my mind. You know, that it was like, you have to use this word. This is the word for your musical, and it's very interesting because as our wonderful performers were recording the song, and I listened to it. In fact, just last night, listening to an early mix of it, something occurred to me which had not occurred to me before. After all these months and months, of working on the musical, that when Will is singing the duet with Tom, the actor who plays Tom, it was always my intention to have that actor be the same young actor who plays Hamnet, Will's son who died at 11 years old. So there's something very touching about Will singing the song about embracing life, not only to Tom Underwood, his Cockney apprentice, but also to the son who he's lost. And the song, in the middle of all this exuberance, because the song is a very life-affirming, exuberant song, but in the midst of all that exuberance is this little poignant moment where Will and Tom are singing together about embracing life, about having swagger. And it was like, yes, you know, for those who hear it, I want them to also see that there's that layer as well. And I think when an audience sees the whole show performed and sees that at the very, very beginning of the musical, which is the only time you see Will's son, who was named Hamnet, which is very similar to Hamlet, and they see this little 11-year-old boy at the very beginning, and then they see the same actor in the second act as Tom, you know, they will make a connection. So when Will is having this moment with young Tom, he's also having the moment with the son that he's grieving. So,
well, interesting. Kind of one final question. You may not have any recall, but interesting. Do you feel that the writing came to you, went along faster, once you had decided upon Swagger over 600 words?
I think there is no question. I think I never thought about that point before, but I think you're absolutely right. I think, I had written a song called 600 Words, only a fragment of which is still in the current musical. But I was struggling on how to build off of that because I didn't see that as the emotional core of the show because it's about language, and as much as I love language, and I think audiences who love William Shakespeare will love language, it still is not, it's not the emotional core of the show. But writing a song about embracing life, having swagger, making your place felt in life or on stage, has much more of an emotionality to it. And so, yes, once I had that, it was like a key that unlocked the door. So I think you're absolutely right. So thank you for bringing that up.
Oh, you're very welcome. You're very welcome. And thank you for talking with me today.
It was great. Take care.
Okay, take care.
Bye-bye.